going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, GAP, GAP for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. Happy, beautiful Friday midday. That's the time of recording for today. Got myself a new job this week, started it up, 4-day work weeks, 10-hour days. Pretty fucking good. Got some decent money coming in now. So the bets are going to be flying up. I've had a pretty good week, can't lie. I like this new job. It's going good. I'm your host, JG. But enough about me. Let's get into the week 33 recap. And what a shit show of a week I had. Should have just stayed my ass in that gulag. The bank account is definitely hurting after last week. But hey, good thing I started a new job and pays me a little bit more money, so we back at it. And let's get into what I'm going to talk about. My first two locks were both taking place in Montreal. A fucking tsunami came through that place. It's been so hot in Winnipeg lately, I've been blinded by the great weather and forgot to check the weather before giving these locks. There was a torrential downpour of rain coming in last week when I gave Blue Bombers Alouettes over 49 points minus 110. That did not make anything easier. The rain was so bad they couldn't start the game on time. Shit was delayed by nearly 2 hours. And the game started off with a missed field goal by the Alouettes. Bombers came down, got a tutty. Conditions made for a lot of turnovers. I believe there was a total of 8 turnovers in the game. Bombers defense finally turned the fuck up, finally showed up. 4 fumble recoveries and a goal line pick. It's about damn time they showed up, but y'all couldn't wait a week to start playing defense. You gotta wait for the week I bet the over. Well, fuck me, that shit's done now. 0-1 start last week. It was just pretty much every time they would try take the ball down, start marching, fumble, pick, fumble. It's like just tough with the fucking tsunami they're playing in. The next one, back in Montreal, FC Montreal, double chance win or draw, and New York City FC under 2 goals minus 163. Can you guess what happened? New York City FC won 1-0. Gotta give credit where credit's due. Pellegrini, what a fucking goal. I gotta give love to my Cucino. But it's not like they didn't have their chances either for Montreal. Goalie for New York City FC made some really nice saves. I don't know if it was the wetness, the dampness, the hailstorm, but neither Montreal team showed up on Canada Day. Probably just thinking about all the fireworks and the partying they were going to do that night. But to lose to a team that hasn't got a road win all year is absolutely absurd. 0-2 so far. And my final lock was FC Dallas. LAFC, both teams to score, minus 143. It was not my week last week. 0-3. I dropped a goose egg. Dallas won 2-0. LAFC couldn't buy a fucking goal if they tried to. I don't know what this goalie of Dallas was smoking, but he was playing unreal when he had to. Like a crackhead trying to get a fix, he did whatever he could to make a save. Dallas got a muff corner goal in the second half and a late goal to make it 2-0. 0-3. The goose egg. Nothing went my way last week, but that's in the past and we're moving past it. For to the moon, oh, again, back to Montreal. We lost the first half 1-0. That didn't hit. Like I said earlier, Pellegrini had an unreal goal. New York City won the first half 1-0, so tough there. FC Cincinnati versus New England Revolution draw. That hit. That's the only thing I got right last week. And finally, I had St. Louis result and both teams to score. Yes, Colorado just couldn't get a goal. They had a few chances, but none of them are even worth mentioning. It was all St. Louis City. They could have won 5-0. No problem. But week 34, let's fucking get it. That was the recap. And all my locks this week are going to be from Wimbledon. So let's head straight there. My first lock, you guys get Daniil Medvedev versus Martin Fucsovics. Over 38.5 games played, minus 110. You know why I'm giving you this game? Because Martin don't give no fucks. He's 7-1 on the grass this year, and he's on a heater. I'm not saying he's going to win, but he is going to put up a fight. These two met at the French Open, and that's where Fuckshits got his first dub against Medvedev. They've never played each other on grass before, so we're going into some new unexplored area, unexplored terrain, unexplored everything. Martin don't give no fucks. Plays top 10 players hard at Wimbledon. Three of his last four when playing against the top 10 in Wimbledon have gone over 38.5 games. No problem. The only one that didn't was against the Joker. And you guys know how I feel about the Joker, because he's damn good. And by now, Medvedev is not on that level anymore. Medvedev is a hot and cold type of player. Like, he's got Shaq's hot and cold pack on his back. He's not winning this 3-0. I see this going at the very, very least, four sets, which should be more than enough to get the over in games. So lock it in, 38.5 games over, minus 110. Lock number two, Wimbledon women's action. Yes, women's tennis locks are back. Anna Blinkova +5.5 minus 120 versus Arina Sabalenka. The Russian versus the Belarusian. Don't get me wrong here. I still believe Arina wins this one, but Blinkova covers. Like I've said in past, good girls win, great girls cover. These girls have played twice before. This will be their third match. And each match prior, they've played 3 years apart. And both times have gone to three sets. 2017, Blinkova covered the spread, only losing by two games. 2020, she covered the spread again by losing only one game. Now it's 2023. 3 years apart again. Fuck. By that logic, she's going to cover the spread with zero games lost on the spread, or she's going to win. In Blinkova's Wimbledon career, she is 12-1 against a +5.5. What I mean by that is only matches she's played at Wimbledon tournaments, she's only lost once by more than +5.5. Arina is one of my favorite women's tennis player. Scratch that. She is my favorite. She is also, in my opinion, the best in the world. I think she's better than Iga Swiatek. Sabalenka's sexy as fuck. She's decently funny, but I don't think she is good as a grass player as she is on the hard court. She just went to three sets against Vavara Gracheva, and I see similar things happening this match. So let's lock it in. Anna Blinkova +5.5 games, minus 120. Now, lock number three. We are sticking with the women's Wimbledon tennis. We are taking Madison Keys 2-0, set betting plus 100 against Marta Kostyuk. Marta is a young and ascending player on the rise, but this is where the rise stops. Madison Keys is on a fucking heater right now. She is fucking on one. This year, she is 6-0 on the grass. 6-0. She has yet to lose a match. And you know what's even crazier? She has yet to lose a set. She's 12-0. She's won 65% of those games. Marta has played only four matches, won two, lost two, but she's 5-6 in sets, 45%, and 47% in games won. This one, in my opinion, is the best value by far, bar none. Best value play of all my locks I've given so far. Best for last. Majority of tennis year matches are played on hard court, then clay. So a lot of these tennis players don't play on grass surfaces. So you always got to go with the hot hand. And hot she is. Madison Keys has won seven in a row on grass surface, seven in a row in Great Britain where Wimbledon's being played. She's won 5-6 in Wimbledon, and when she's priced minus 400 and minus 200, in between minus 400 and minus 200, She's won her last six of seven. So we are going to ride the hot hand straight to the pail. Keys to win, 2-0 set betting, plus 100. Lock it in. And now we're off to the moon. Y'all know there's a space station takeoff in Buckingham Palace, right? And that's where we're leaving from. Back to Medvedev versus Martin Fucsovics to go. Five sets, plus 250. Next, if you want a little recap, I'll give you a little indication on that one. I just think this one's going five games. I think since Martin beat him on clay, I think he's going to see the light, see the power. It's going to go back and forth. I don't believe in Daniil to win four sets. I think it's got to go five sets for this to happen. Next, Anna Blinkova versus Sabalenka to go three sets plus 200. Like I said, 3 years apart, three sets in each, and it's going to happen again. I think these two are just very competitive when they play each other. Nothing really separates them. So that's what's happening. And finally, Kostyuk versus Keys. Match result, Madison Keys in under 20 and a half games, plus 160. I don't think this one's close, guys. I think Madison Keys is going to whoop her ass. Like, honestly, I don't think it's going to be a tight one, close one at all. And when you put that all together, that comes to plus 2,825. Throw 30 on it, and you're getting $877.50. That's a beautiful turnout for the weekend. I know I'm going to wake up Sunday morning, half cut, half drunk, whatever it may be, and I'm going to see this hitting. Beautiful, beautiful weekend, everyone. I hope everyone has a good weekend this week. I know I'm going to have a good weekend. I'm at a cabin. And remember, gamble at your own risk. Peace.